This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer on this Thursday, recording on this Thursday evening of this podcast. It's K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports. Whether that is football, men's, women's golf, and everything else in between, the Purple Project Podcast, all things covered. All things K-State sports for your Kansas State's needs here. According on this, you want to say, with this time change, this Thursday night, Thursday, November 21st, 2024. We are closing in on holiday season with Thanksgiving just around the corner next week. I'm recording this actually postcast of women's basketball, which we're not going to spend too long. we're not going to spend too long on this one. But right before the big football game Thursday night on Prime, Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh on the road against Cleveland there as well. So this is your first time listening to this podcast. This is not an NFL podcast. It's your first time listening to this Kansas State podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen whenever you listen to this podcast. I'm going to have a lot of content to decipher over here going into the weekend. So you're going to get content daily and throughout the weekend. We do post content Monday through Friday and, of course, on the weekends. Like nobody does, for the exception of probably some of the other K-State podcasts that mainly cover focusing on men's football. Yes, football, men's football, go ahead and say it. And then, of course, men's basketball. That's why I'm going to say it. Man, we're off to a jumbling start. But anyways, thank you so much again. We've been getting a lot of listens as of late, really, for the last, month and a half, two months. And that's because we finally got some kind of consistency going finally on this podcast. Don't forget about our bonus channel. We might go over there tomorrow night. As I'm sitting here recording this on Thursday night with myself, Alex Aiden over there, ahead of the Cincinnati tilt on senior night. Can K-State bounce back somehow on a two-game losing streak? I'll have a preview on that come out tomorrow night, so be out lookout for that as well. And go ahead and hit that alarm bell. But first, make sure to like, subscribe, and hit that alarm bell every time. That'll let you know every time, and I mean every time, we post content on your Purple Project podcast feed, where you get the content from iTunes or Spotify as well. That's a long spiel on that because I ain't gonna take too long on the women's basketball front of this postcast edition of the show. There's so much going on podcast wise. There's so many Wildcat podcasts now, but of course, feel free to add this podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts because we post content daily. Right into it, postcast, before I ramble some more, postcast, K-State women's basketball, 10th ranking in the nation, K-State, top 10, remember, they started out 13th, and they're working their way back into that top 10, they absolutely destroyed Milwaukee, a triple piece, more like a 100 piece, right, 111 to 46 last night. Again, the women's basketball team played last night, and so did the women's volleyball team play. The women's volleyball episode, I already recorded a postcast of that early this morning. That will probably go out on Sunday, the next time K-State women's volleyball hits the court, which is going to be against KU, 11th ranked KU. So be on the lookout for that. I'll probably end up shifting that up. Uploading that to Sunday as well. So, and of course, in between, we're going to have preview and reaction to whatever happens with Cincinnati on the football end. But holy smokes, like I said, not going to spend too much time on this. No need. Easy win over Milwaukee, 111 to 46. That 111 points, second most in a game in program history. You got to go back to 2002, the last time K-State women's basketball hit this mark, 115 against Arkansas Pine Bluff. K-State 60% shooting from the field in this one. Yeah, I'm just going to run through the numbers. I'm not going to get any coach speak like I usually do with Jeff Mitty, so that will have to wait until the next time K-State women's basketball hits the floor. Like I said, that has been entirely too long on this, but K-State 5-0 now. ends up winning all their home games in their first homestand of the regular season. And this is the third straight year that the Wildcats have opened the season with a 5-game winning streak. So I'm telling you, man, hey, at least somebody's taking care of business. And that is the Kansas State 10th-ranked women's basketball team. Here are some of the highlights here. Let me see here. Ayoka Lee. Your second-ranked player in Kansas women's basketball history in a scoring game. 25 points, 11 for 15 shooting. Also, 7 rebounds and 2 block shots. Jalen Glenn bounced back. She scored nothing. She did nothing. She didn't score anything in the last contest. Made up for 7 of 8 shooting. 17 points. That includes 3 of 4 from downtown. Serena Sundell also in double digits. Well, why not? Because you score 111 points, right? S squared, 16 points, 6 of 9 shooting. Serena Sundell, I'm talking about. 6 rebounds, 5 assists on the night, 2 steals, and give me a block shot as well. Serena Sundell's 47th career game for Kansas State with 10 or more points there. Zina Walker has been doing work already through 5 games. She missed out on a triple-double in this game last night. 13 points in a career high, 9 rebounds. And let's go ahead and give me those 9 assists. This is the Pro Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer III. K-State runs Milwaukee out of the state of Kansas. 111-46 last night in Bramus Coliseum there as well. And let me see here. Yeah, 60% shooting. Kansas State, 60% shooting from the field. Yeah, I'm looking at the wrong stat. There as well. Look at the wrong team there as well. Everybody getting in the mix there. Let me back up real quick. Ayoka Lee only 20 minutes of action. Like I said, 25 points in 20 minutes of action there. Jalen Glenn, 17 points, 29 minutes of action. Serena Sundell, your big three. You might as well go ahead and put Sina Walker, your fat boar, up in there in that mix. 26 and 24 minutes, respectively. And Samir Poindexter, right? 8 points on the night for her. Taryn Sides was hitting things from downtown as well. 11 points. Gisela Sanchez also in double digits with 10 points. Sides played 23 minutes. Gisela Sanchez, 19. Sides, 4 or 7 from the field. Others. Eliza Maupin, 2 or 3 from the field. Kennedy Taylor, 3 or 6. And Imai Lester did not score. Well, she did. She got a point from the free throw line there as well. In this contest, excuse me. But nonetheless, their easy victory for K-State women's basketball as they jumped out early. They really set the tone in this basketball game. And look, what's I'm gonna go back and see Milwaukee's record real quick for a minute. Hold up. Okay, Milwaukee from the Horizon League now is 2-4 on the campaign. Meanwhile, your Lady Wildcats out to another 5-0 start for the third consecutive year. And the next time you're going to see the K-State women's basketball, we will hear from Jeff Mead a little later next week. They're going to be going for their first road test of the season. They're going to be taking part of the 2024 Ball Dogs Classic in Henderson, Nevada. I've been past Henderson before in the past life. But anyway, that's another conversation for another day. But anyways, Henderson, Nevada, home of the 2024 Ball Dogs Classic. K-State will be taking on, oh, damn, woo, Duke on Monday afternoon, 2 o'clock Central Time. Oh, damn, I see you, okay. Woo, we're going to have a big-time matchup. So this is what I'm talking about, right? K-State, Duke, damn. So this is going to be first, if anything. Now, again, Duke, obviously men's basketball is known for that, but women are pretty decent as well. So you got on tap for K-State women's basketball on Monday, this upcoming Monday, Ball Dogs Classic, Duke, 2 Central Time. We'll have postcards of that there as well. So I'm really excited to see what Ayoka Lee, Zina Walker, and company do against Duke out there out west in Nevada. Man, I cannot wait for that matchup. Man, this is probably going to be the first of many tests here. No disrespect for any other points, but K-State, this basketball team is setting out is on a mission, folks. So they're not satisfied yet, and we'll see if they can take that dog mentality out to Nevada, and as they'll face off against ACC opponent Duke to open up their two games road swing. For a Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content. Folks, don't forget about our bonus channel over on Podbean, Greer 380s Podcast. That's Greer, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. Myself and Alex Aiden probably going to be hopping over there on a special dead time tomorrow night ahead of Cincinnati. We'll get his thoughts on what the hell is going on with his football team when this gun comes out. But anyways, that's going to wrap things up with us. Post-dominating postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Kansas State women's basketball. 10th ranking in the nation. 111. Milwaukee 46. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. With Cats.